A couple years ago, I was reunited with an old college friend I hadn't seen in at least 25 years. As we shared some highlights from our lives, I was so impressed by all he had accomplished, I said, "You are truly a self-made man." He shook his head and corrected me. "No, I'm not. I'm a self-helped man." He went on to explain that nothing he had accomplished could have been done on his own, but only through connection, through partnership. Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. This week we turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 16 for a parable that on the surface seems to be about the morality of money. But our guest this week will have us reflecting on its message about community and relationships. It's a beautiful insight about the value we place on our connections with others. Before we get to that, let's begin with a prayer. God of relationship, thank you for creating us to know you and one another. You've shown us time and again that we are not meant to go it alone in this life. We pray that those who are lonely discover connection and purpose through relationship with others. And we commit ourselves to sharing your love with others and to do the good we can this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. Jesus also said to the disciples, "A certain rich man heard that his household manager was wasting his estate. He called the manager in and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give me a report of your administration, because you can no longer serve as my manager.' The household manager said to himself, 'What will I do now that my master is firing me as his manager? I'm not strong enough to dig and too proud to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I'm removed from my management position, people will welcome me into their houses.' One by one, the manager sent for each person who owed his master money. He said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 900 gallons of olive oil. The manager said to him, 'Take your contract, sit down quickly, and write 450 gallons. Then the manager said to another, 'How much do you owe?' He said, 1,000 bushels of wheat. He said, 'Take your contract and write 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he acted cleverly. People who belong to this world are more clever in dealing with their peers than are people who belong to the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to make friends for yourselves, so that when it's gone, you will be welcomed into the eternal homes." Now for a reflection on this passage written by Leighton E. Williams, a minister in the Presbyterian Church, USA, and author of Holy Disunity: How What Separates Us Can Save Us. Leighton writes, "This strange parable seems, on its surface, to be about the morality of money, but deeper examination points to Jesus' countercultural vision for human relationship and community. The framing of this story introduces a familiar worldly hierarchy. The rich man has the most power and oversees the manager, who in turn has power over those in debt to the rich man. However, when the manager finds himself suddenly at risk of losing his job, the very people who can help him are those with the least amount of worldly power. And the manager's selfish actions to help himself, collecting a reduced amount of debt from each debtor, end up helping everyone. In a vacuum, this story may demonstrate a moral framework of quid pro quo. If you help me, then I'll help you. But within the larger context of Jesus' teachings and ministry, it becomes an invitation to connection and interdependence. How do we survive through times of struggle? How do we endure and respond to the brokenness of the world? We could shore up our defenses, cling tightly to what we have, and worry only about ourselves. But our faith proclaims a different truth and calls for a different response. Jesus teaches us that faithfulness in the face of difficulty and brokenness is about leaning toward relationships, community, and one another, even when it goes against the way things are done. Contrary, perhaps, to our instincts, our survival depends on one another. Only together can we move through brokenness into the whole and healed kingdom of God. God, thank you for all people and for the ways you have connected us to each other. Help us to be in community together and to help one another live faithfully within your reign on earth. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services on Sunday morning in our church sanctuary at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. Our service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information, just visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.